Thanks for inviting us over again. I wish we could hang out at my house, but that's not really much of a possibility. My parents work the night shift, so basically, I just go straight into my room after class and put my headset on. If I make a peep, I get a swift pat on the back of the head, I'll say. I brought sodas with me for this study session. I really don't feel confident about the test, but then at least I can tell my mom to her face I did study, just not quite as much as she would like.
Seriously, I'm starting to think you actually like getting in trouble at this rate. You always seem to hand homework in on time, so you can't be that bad about it. Or am I mistaken?
I mean, yeah, I physically hand stuff in, but well, it's not always what the teacher is looking for. Doing something is better than nothing. What's that weird saying? Half the work is just showing up, so surely doing anything at all is better than ignoring it, missing deadlines, and well, failing all over.
Yet again, your logic astounds me.
Hey, dude, your brother wouldn't be around, perhaps.
Oh, is there something going on that I don't know about?
Huh? Nah, that's crazy talk. I'm just curious. I'm not allowed to know who else is in the house with us.
That sounds like deflecting to me.
Oh, you need chemistry help. Ooh la la. I can teach you all about girls and attraction. I'm an expert, you know.
I'm pretty sure that out of all of us, you haven't even had a boyfriend.
Whoa, you don't have to call me out like that. I'm just trying to get settled, you know, develop my own personality and work on my insecurities. I just need to figure out what kind of man I like. I think I prefer the more sensitive and sweetheart type. I would ask your type, but from the boyfriends I've seen you have, seems you like 'em quite self-assured, dare I say, arrogant.
Okay, I deserve that, not gonna lie. Not my fault. They all seem nice at first, but you know what they say at the start of relationships? You wear a mask for 3 months. I just got unlucky every time.
Hi, how are you? You're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Did you have a good day today?
Yeah, I'm sure you had lots of fun. Was your girlfriend with you today? Oh, you don't have a girlfriend. That's interesting. Why don't you? You look cute enough as it is. Are there no girls that appeal to you?
What kind of girl are you into? Like, we all know tomboys are pretty cool and all. Shared interests and all that jazz.
Or you can have an outgoing girl that wants to go on lots of dates. Come on, we'd make a cute couple.
I knew she liked you. Awkward. I kind of like you as well. Would you maybe want to date one of us? You seem pretty stressed out. Come on, let us relax you. We can talk about it and then you can decide. You're so quiet all of a sudden. Please don't be.
We don't mean to put any stress on you. I like hearing your voice. It's adorable, I won't lie. I do want to make you mine, though. What can I do to win you over? Jeez, your face. I don't think you have been in a situation like this before. We're not demanding that you make a choice right now. Can I touch your hair? See? I'm gentle. I'm not mad or upset. We can talk about this. You said you don't have a girlfriend right now, and surely having me as your girlfriend would be amazing. I can plan so many nice dates out with you. Try lots of new food together, you know, when we eat out. Even take you to the movies to experience whole new stories for the first time. I don't know about you, but I'm more the physical touch type of person to show my love. I wouldn't mind making sure I meet all of your needs. Sorry, that came across a little strong and in a certain way, but I didn't mean it like that. You'll have to forgive me. I just get a little nervous around a cutie like you. I mean, you are the only reason I'm around here right now. I did my work already. I just needed an excuse to see you. I thought maybe if you saw me around more, you would make a move, but it hasn't really worked out like that. I know you're shy, though, so it's okay. I promise, it just makes you somehow even more adorable. Do you like me playing with your hair? It's nice and soft. Do you take care of it yourself? Oh, of course you do. I'm just being silly. I seem so apprehensive around you. It's not like me at all.
Well, why don't I get to explain myself as well? It's only fair, right? Since you got time with him. Would it be okay if I gave you a shoulder massage to try and calm you down? Your face is pretty red. Maybe it's flushed or embarrassed, but you don't have to be around me. I'm chill, I promise. I'm pretty lazy for the most part, but that's actually a good thing because what's better than just hanging out and spending quality time together? Pretty sure the love language thing got mentioned. There's 5 results from it. Words of affirmation, which is the whole I love you stuff. Well, I say that, but it's actually a bit more. It's encouragement, appreciation, even empathizing as well. You know those girls who love a good morning text and then their whole world is shattered if they don't get one? Yeah, that. Then there's physical touch, which she is, meaning nonverbal communication goes a long way. You can do that by holding hands, touching your partner as you pass on the shoulders, this kind of thing. Then there is receiving gifts. A lot of misunderstanding about this one. It's not the price tag or sheer volume, but rather an identification of interest through gifts. What's her favorite flower? Well, you took the effort to remember and then seek it out as a gift to her. So, no, it's not just a bunch of flowers. Lucky for you, I'm allergic, so you don't have to buy me anything like that if you became my boyfriend. As I was saying, there's also quality time, which is what I am. I love the idea of my boyfriend just hanging out with me. We're doing stuff together, talking away, trying to figure out the universe in between 4 walls. That's what life is all about. Nothing to distract us, just raw human connection. Pillow talk, I think is what they call it. I'm a little rusty in the lovey-dovey boyfriend department. It's kind of new to me, but yeah, quality time together. It can't get better than that. The last one, which makes sense, is acts of service. This is minimizing the strain of daily life. Some people can really struggle with daily life, but then just excel absolutely everywhere else in their life. They often secretly make the hardest workers. It's the simple act of a meal being made that just oozes love and care. It's cute. Kinda wish I had that one because I can really see the importance of it. That's all five. What one do you think you are? Maybe you're compatible with either of us. Well, I guess that makes sense after all. Do you feel better? Your shoulders aren't as tensed up now. I'll, shuffle over.
How on earth could you rattle all of that off your head? I didn't realize you were smart. But anyway, I see you're still as respectful as ever, but in the nicest way. I don't see the two being able to be together. You don't aesthetically fit each other.
You know, it's not all about looks. It's about how well you can be together with one another. I understand what you mean, though. I could maybe present myself a bit better, but I feel like putting my time and effort into other things are more worth it.
Like what?
Trying to acquire a boyfriend, I guess. I want to be your girlfriend. Both? Both? Is that allowed? Well, I'm not against it. You are a really good friend.
I wouldn't want us to ruin our friendship over it as well. Who knows? Maybe it could be quite a fun dynamic. Wouldn't you say?
I agree, actually, yeah. So, is this where I'm allowed to ask for our first kiss together? You know, that was pretty pogchamp.
That was cringe.
I know, it comes with the territory of being a tomboy. You wearing cherry bomb? Not bad. Anyway, it looks like your brother is coming back. Maybe we should keep on the low for now.